A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one podcast when it comes to conspiracy theories on the internet right now.
And the number one podcast where we basically just bullshit back and forth and make stuff up.
That's what's up. I mean, that's what it's all about. My name is Gunnar. We got Dev over there. Devin, what's going on today?
Oh, not much. Actually, I shouldn't say that. With me, personally, not much, but nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
In the world of conspiracies.
Oh, dude.
Whew. Now, it's been a week.
Now I'm excited about this today because I made up my bullshit, which of course, like, I found one conspiracy theory that is out there on the internet. Yep. Don't know if it's real or not. Have no idea. Don't even give a shit.
Yeah.
Then I made one up completely. We'll get to that later. But you have a topic today that we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Between our radio show, like, but we never discussed it because I didn't want to know anything about it.
Right.
I don't know anything about this topic, but I'm kind of excited to learn about this.
Yeah. In the world of conspiracy theories, Wayfair has been all over the map. Now, I feel like we need to preface this with every single news site. And I'm talking like real news sites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
real news
the ones, because there's always the conspiracy news sites and that's fine.
Yeah.
But the actual news sites, they are saying that it's very baseless. But if you go down the rabbit hole, which I've been, I'm about like one third down the rabbit hole
down
with this right
hole.
Now, because a lot of it just repeats itself. But Wayfair, of course, is the online retailer where you can get home goods, pretty much everything for discounted prices.
Because I was going to ask that. What is Wayfair?
So I've used Wayfair a lot.
Okay, so is it, it's like the Amazon. It's like an Amazon, right?
No, it's basically like a home goods, like a home goods Marshalls type store,
but
online, because you can get everything at way discounted prices. So like I needed blinds for my office at home.
Yeah.
And I got the blinds, and it's a large window. So I got the blinds and the rod. I think with shipping with everything, it ended up only being $45.
Okay.
If you go to anywhere in town, that's like $200.
Okay,
so
yeah.
A lot of really good discounts, but they also have a lot of like high-end stuff too. So it's, home goods store online, essentially.
Okay, so it's like this giant organization. It's not even an organization. A giant corporation, really.
Yeah.
It's, that just sells all that kind
of
stuff.
It's like the Amazon of home goods, basically.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so or home decorations, anything like that. It's really nice if you're moving. Like, we moved into a new house that had nothing in it.
Yeah.
So we needed, like, all of our fixture, not fixtures, but, like, window settings, all of that stuff.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Wayfair is great for stuff like that, but they're in the middle of some heat right now.
Which, by the way, I did see this Wayfair stuff pop up on the internet like throughout the week, but I never clicked on anything, so I literally have no idea what they've done.
Okay, so basically the claims, and they are saying the claims are unfounded. Okay, so
sure.
All of these, like Snopes is a big site that they go back and they debunk all of these conspiracies, basically.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different sites talking about this. So this all started, it actually started back in June, but it just started to blow up here in the last like week because social media.
Yeah, social media ruins everybody's lives. Yeah.
Exactly. So they're saying there's a secret plot by a supposed deep state, of course.
Of
you know,
course,
we're,
of course.
We're always talking about the deep state.
The
against,
deep state, yeah.
Against President Trump and his supporters, of course. But it's a well-known activist that first tweeted about the high price of storage cabinets on Wayfair. And they were talking about, it all started with these cabinets and how they're priced at like $19,000 or $20,000 or something that's just outlandish, apparently.
Yeah.
But they point out that the cabinets were all listed with girls' names. So,
oh boy.
But a lot of things are named after, have like people's names. Okay. For example, there's a local builder. The builder's names of their houses, like the designs, are named after like people in the owner's life. Like, there's a design of a house called a Lillian. There's one called a, like an Ashley. There's different. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing too.
That's
okay,
not that weird.
Well, no, you look at it like, okay, well, you need to come up with some kind of name for something. So we're gonna call this the over here. We're gonna call this the Betsy or whatever.
Yeah. There's all sorts of reasons for that. And Wayfair did come back and say that they use like an auto-generated thing to name their products because they have millions of products.
That actually makes sense that you would just auto-generate names. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, but then some people started pointing out, they started taking the names and pointing them to missing children.
So now
they're bringing Wayfair into a sex trafficking conspiracy.
Okay.
And that's what this is all about. It's all apparently, so the whole conspiracy right now is that when people purchase these cabinets, it's part of a child trafficking ring. There's children in them.
Okay.
So now you're purchasing a child.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's start off with number one. Okay. I got a lot of numbers here. Number one, how long has Wayfair been around? Do we know that information? Because I feel like a corporation. Okay, that's fine. I feel like a corporation is not going to publicly do that because why? I mean, you're going to get busted eventually. Number two.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know how sex trafficking works. I don't even want to think about it because I have four children and I love them very much.
Yeah.
And I will kill somebody if they're going to come after my kids and do that
Absolutely.
To them.
Absolutely.
I will murder somebody. Yep. It's totally fine. But here's the deal. I'm pretty sure in that situation when it comes to sex trafficking, you don't do it by putting the kid in a box and shipping them off. I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
No, they're saying that it's an online way. And I'll get into this in a minute.
Yeah.
Because there's an Arizona couple that wanted to test this.
God damn it.
And they're saying that it's not necessarily that there's literally a child in the cabinet.
But that's how you're paying for it.
They're saying that's how you show that you're interested in trafficking children.
Oh, my
God. So then as soon as you order
horrible.
This,
yeah.
yep, it puts you on a list. And then you start getting some vetting calls.
Now, number one, okay, I don't give a shit. Okay, here's the deal. Why does anybody want to purchase a kid unless you're a fucking terrible person,
well,
right?
That's yes. exactly who.
But what the fuck? Like, you know what?
These are the people. Well, it's the same thing. Think about, like, the Jeffrey Epstein
I know.
Incident. People are flying down
by the
there,
way.
And it's because they're having sex with these
I could
kids.
Not even watch a documentary. I got through, I like, the first half of it. I'm like, I have to turn this off. I have a 6-year-old daughter. I
yeah.
fucking hate this.
Yep, I know.
I hate this kind of shit.
The whole thing.
Oh, now I'm
awful.
Just getting, now I'm getting mad.
I know. The other thing outside of the cabinets is they're also saying that there are some personalized pillows that can cost up to $10,000. Also involved because it's part of trafficking. Now, obviously, Wayfair has like completely refuted all of this. They say that there's pricing glitches, which I can understand. I could see that being a thing.
Sure.
So that part makes sense, right? Pricing glitches. You use auto generators to name your products. All sorts of crazy things. But there are conspiracy theories out there saying that this is how people spark interest. So they're purchasing this $10,000 pillow or this $19,000 cabinet, and that's how they put their name on the grid, saying they're interested. So then they start getting phone calls vetting them, right? So they first get a phone call saying something crazy about it. They're not saying, do you want to traffic a child? But there's like certain keywords they're using in their little community to spark interest. And then the phone calls start coming in to vet them until they find out if they are, in fact, one of those shit people that want to traffic a child.
Okay, so here's the thing. I feel... Okay, now if I... I don't think Wayfair is... I've never used Wayfair. I don't know anything about Wayfair. But I don't see a company doing... I don't see that's how that's going to happen. So I feel bad if all this is just a bunch of bullshit, right? And they're getting that heat, because how do you come back from that heat? You have to rebrand the whole entire business after that, right?
Right. But luckily, for the most part, this has come out as like every article you look at is like, this is not real.
Yeah.
Personally, my own personal opinion, and I've been looking at all of this stuff, and if somebody out there has gone further down the rabbit hole than me and can send me more information on our Instagram or Facebook page, great. We're just at One Conspiracy and a Lie. Send me whatever you have on this if you think that this is real. Because as of right now, everything I'm reading, and like I said, I'm using real news websites, I'm using the fake ones, I'm using everything in between.
Yeah.
I've read 100 articles on this right now. I will still purchase from Wayfair because I don't see any real evidence of this. Like, I can't see anything saying
no.
And they very clearly said the person who started all of this is an activist for trafficking. So I'm sorry, but are you not kind of looking for something at that point? Like,
Well, you and I have some experience with things and such in the past when you hit certain triggers and stuff and people get mad over things.
We
and
had something.
They start complaining over bullshit that wasn't actually said and
whatever.
Stuff.
Whatever. We're just going to talk about this. Okay. Not in its entirety, but we're going to break down the wall here because we're on the podcast, not a radio show.
Yeah.
We had somebody locally. We were talking about a bit that you did when you lived in Chicago.
15 years ago.
15 years ago. And we're not going to go into details on what it was.
No.
But you were talking about this bit you did 15 years
ago. Which I had also brought up multiple times throughout the years on the same station.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's when, like, Shock Jock Radio was a thing, right? You did all these funny things. You'd, like, go out into the community
and do stuff.
Right. And somebody driving home from work who also was an activist for this specific thing, which is great.
Yeah.
We're all for that.
We
However,
love it. Yeah.
That person heard
the tail end of the conversation.
But not only did they hear one piece of what we said, they did not hear the entire conversation. They messaged us. They posted all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Took what actually happened and twisted it so badly. The news stations in town picked it up.
Yeah.
And printed it.
Yeah, they did.
So we had to have this whole thing, which is but the bottom line here is that we had our higher ups, right? The people within our company.
Yeah.
We go, obviously, it's a radio station. We can pull everything that we said.
And they heard it.
So we look at the person's letter, okay, to us and to the news stations of what they said we said. And we pull the actual audio of what was said, you would never know that the two things were connected.
No, because they weren't.
Because they weren't. It was so outlandish and they were so opposite that. But of course, when you're like us and you're in the media, you have to respond to things in very PC ways.
I mean, we had people calling the building here trying to get me fired because of what they read in the paper, but nobody ever heard what I said.
No, all they saw, not only that, they had then pinpointed a specific person in our community that they said we were talking about.
Which we weren't talking about.
And it's so crazy how this stuff gets twisted. We went through, a month of this BS?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get fired like three different times.
The worst
over that,
part, though, is when you have to just sit back and watch this happen because one person heard one thing, twisted it so badly in their mind, and then blasted it. And not only that, I'm on my soapbox right now, and I'm going to stay here for a minute.
I like it.
But blast this to the media. And then at what point, though, does that news outlet that printed and published this not call us for a fact check?
They never did. They never called. They just fucking straight up printed it.
They just straight up, they took this story.
Yeah, they did.
And they said, yeah, we'll put this all over online for people to read without even calling us to say, did you say this? Because we could have very easily pulled our audio and said, nope, here's two breaks with what we actually talked about. And then here's what you were sent.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they have all the information and then they can decide
what
if they're going to print it.
Yeah, and I don't think they would have printed anything.
But they didn't. They just took what the person said. And then we have to sit back. But we can't just straight up defend ourselves. Because in the media, you have to be more... You have to tiptoe around certain things.
Oh, dude, trust me. I mean, that whole situation now.
Oh my God.
I laugh at it now, but it was like at the time, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It wasn't laughable. Like,
no, it was like
the fact that we're sitting there and it's like, oh, are we going to have jobs tomorrow? Because this one person, who also, just like the Wayfair thing, was an activist.
Yep.
Her whole job was based around this, which again, the issue at hand is one that you personally have someone in your life dealing with that. So we're very sensitive to that issue. But the person doesn't know that, didn't ask, didn't do anything. They posted to Facebook. It went viral and ended up on the news.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was a pretty bad moment
so,
in my life.
So anyway, I'm going to step off my soapbox.
No, but that's okay. But I see where this Wayfair thing now actually using that as the example for what happened to me back in whenever that happened.
Yeah.
It's a hot take for somebody. It's a hot issue.
Well,
they look at
that.
They're like, they're looking for it. You're right. They're looking for it.
And you have to take into consideration who started this. Because let's be realistic. When that one person with us started this whole thing, oh my God, there were 900,000 people all flocking and they're like, oh my gosh, this person in my family's dealt with this and I know somebody who deals with this and whatever. And it was this whole thing and we're like, they're all connecting. And then they're telling this woman, you're so brave for stepping out. And it's like, oh my gosh, you were so incorrect.
You're incorrect. And honestly, you're just being kind of a shitty person at that point.
Because you are instead of, oh my gosh, instead of coming up with the facts.
Yeah.
Because if that person had come to us, if we had had like this whole conversation and whatever, we'd be like, no, here, let us show you what was actually said because we can pull the audio.
Yep.
But we couldn't. Yeah, that was the whole thing. So then when you look at this with the Wayfair, it's like, it was an activist who started this whole situation. And then, of course, other people can start digging in and finding pricing glitches and finding all of these things. And then they started talking about, there was actually a scenario where they said they had connected one of their cabinet names with a missing person case. And
which, you know, I mean,
so this, but this missing person specifically,
yeah,
they connected it with somebody. Well, the people, the media actually caught up with that missing person.
Really?
The missing person was super pissed. She goes, oh, my people are calling me, the media's everywhere. She's like, I was missing for 4 days, like years ago, like a decade ago. She's like, I ran away for 4 days and then I was found. So yes, I was a missing person for 4 days, but I'm right here.
Yeah, you could stay at your friend's house for 4 days, yeah, and be a missing person.
And so they're taking these names, they're connecting them with, I mean, you could find an Ashley Johnson.
Yeah, right. In,
you know what I mean?
Like, insert random name.
And you could probably find an Ashley Johnson that's a high-powered attorney. You could find one who's a missing child. You could find one who's a drug lord. You could find one who's, you know, the next pope. I mean, I don't know. There's all sorts of shit that you can pull out.
Wait, can girls become the pope?
No, they can't. That was a terrible example. But anyway, you understand my point.
Yeah, I get what you're
that
saying.
That you can find... You, if you're really looking, you can find anything you fucking want.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. You really can. You can Google literally anything and you'll find what you quote, want.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So there is an Arizona couple who they wanted to see what happens. But as I go through this, I need to start this off with these people, this woman in particular in this article, and I actually went to her social media to see if this was real.
You really went there. Yeah, you really did.
Because after us having been in situations like this, I'm very curious of where this stuff started. And when there is a people that do this, where they go Facebook Live and they're like, here's our experience with it. Okay, but who are you?
Yeah.
What do you do? Are you looking for...
Are you looking to stir shit up?
But are you looking for more followers, more attention?
Yeah.
Because so I know somebody, not personally, it's somebody who was on a reality show.
Yeah.
But she's from here.
Okay.
Okay, she was on a reality show a few years ago. She very openly admitted to some of her friends that she only went on it to up her, she has a business.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I just wanted exposure. Well, it worked for her.
Well, that's what you got to do, though. I mean, if I got on a reality show right now, this podcast would get more listens. Like, more, seriously.
Exactly. So, the woman in this, of this couple, she has like a makeup, microderm, like a aesthetic business.
Okay.
Okay. Well, they even talk in here about how her following has more than doubled.
Of course.
Since this. So, I don't know. So anyway, this couple out of Phoenix, story was just posted yesterday. So it was last weekend that they did this. This couple, they fueled the rumors by this because they said they went on Instagram Live and they purchased a $17,000 desk from Wayfair because they wanted to share their experience of what would happen. The theory was that this stuff was being sold for way over the market value amounts, and somehow evidence of a child trafficking scheme. And in here, it even talks about the debunking and all of that, but it gained traction over this. And these two claim they're just not convinced that it's not child trafficking.
Yeah.
So she even goes on to comment and say, quote, there is not one person in this world who can tell me this is not true right now.
Really?
The Wayfair thing. Yeah. Like, okay.
That seems a little out. Yeah.
And then she says, this cannot be stated as false until it's proven false. And it's like,
well,
so now, okay, but now this company has to like defend that they're not trafficking children. I don't know. This
what? Oh, okay.
Crazy.
Let me flip the script here though. What if they actually are doing this shit? Like, what if they are?
Absolutely. If that is the case,
yeah,
my stance does not stay the same.
No,
I get that. But where's their proof that they're doing this?
It can't just
be like, prove you're not. That's like me coming up to you and saying, hey, Gunner, prove you're not trafficking children to me. And you're like, wait, why would I have to prove that? Prove that I'm doing it.
Yeah, because I don't even.
There's no.
Number one, I wouldn't do it. Number two, I don't know how to do it. Right. You know, like,
but the company has come back and said, like, oh, this is why they came back and said the price of the cabinets were that price, because that is an industrial or for commercial use. That is the price.
Well, see,
then they talk about the pillows being a glitch. They talk about the names and their auto generators. They have had very realistic answers for every single thing that people are coming up with.
Well, here's the thing that it all goes back to, people are trying to look for things to expose for attention and stuff like that. I get it. But I mean, there would have to be some real proof to. There would have to be some real proof, like some, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
there has to be a situation where it's,
or
like
a paper trail.
Yeah, there has to be a situation where you're like, okay, this can no longer be denied. Now the company does need to prove this. But
does the FBI get involved in something like are they involved in something like this?
They have to be.
They have to be at this point, which sucks. If, like, let's say you're not doing shit, and all of a sudden the feds show up and they're like, hey, we got to figure this out. Like, are you doing this?
Exactly.
And if some random couple decided they wanted to get more popular and they're going to start this firestorm of bullshit.
Well, they're not the ones who started it.
Okay, but still.
They've fueled it. They did say that her Instagram, it went from 17,000 followers to 44,000. Which is crazy.
How did she already have 17,000 followers in the first place?
She has like a business like for like skin.
Oh yeah, is she a hot chick too?
Like aesthetics. Oh yeah, super hot. Super so hot, that yeah. I mean, that definitely
helps
her.
Couple bikini pics will get you those likes on Insta, you know.
Exactly. But that's where
wow.
Yeah, that's where they kind of came into the mix. But what's, and again, I need to say this like three times. If you yourself have gone down a rabbit hole and you found like some crazy stories of like actual situations, send them to me.
Yeah.
Because I really do want to see, like any other evidence. We did have somebody, I need to go into this. We did have somebody that messaged our page, our Instagram page, and was talking about the whole Wayfair thing. So I had talked about how I already wanted to dive into this, and then we had somebody that actually was sending me like screenshots.
No kidding.
Of different things. Yeah, and there's like a whole, they sent me a bunch of photos, but when it's on Instagram, you can only view it once.
Oh,
and
sure,
I didn't
screenshot,
so I can't really go back into it. But they said, if I'm understanding this correctly, people working for Wayfair wanted them to not sell furniture to a prison for children by the border. Apparently the kids have gone missing. So that's a whole other...
Holy shit.
That's a whole separate part of this. So now the whole thing happening at the border with the children and the camps and all that, they're selling furniture to... That's why people aren't like, why people are like against Wayfair too, because now they're selling furniture to these camps.
Oh, sure.
As well, which is the whole thing. So,
well,
it's a bad year for Wayfair.
I'm going to stay off of Wayfair.com. I'm also going to just say, if you are trafficking children, you're a fucking piece of shit.
You're an actual
piece of shit
scum. But like,
should be murdered probably.
You're like the scum on a piece of shit.
Yeah, scum on a piece of shit. Yeah. Like the worst person ever. Yeah.
But also, if you, because this, usually when we talk about conspiracies that are going on, they're ones that are like, have happened in the past.
Yeah.
Because this one is current right now, I really do want people to, like, whatever you're finding, to send it to us.
Yeah, because we want to know.
Yeah, send it to us to our Facebook or Instagram page, or comment on any of our posts, and we can talk about it there. But I'm just curious what other people think and what you found, because the things that I've actually found just aren't convincing enough for me.
No, I mean, I totally get that, because it's like, it's one of these situations where it's like, would a company actually do that? Well, would a company put a, like, would they have a, they'd make a company, but maybe their primary objective in the end was to do this. Like, I guess. I don't know.
Can you imagine their like upper level? If this is not true, 100% not true. Can you imagine their upper level board meetings right now where they're like, okay, so we sell pillows and furniture and we now have to prove that we're not trafficking children.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we do that?
Yeah, exactly. How do we do that?
I mean, if I don't know. I don't know how I would handle that, but
it's a
like,
marketing nightmare.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. And there's just not much they can do except go out and say, we're not trafficking children.
Yeah, we don't. Hashtag we don't do that.
But if they are.
Well, then they should fucking go out of business
then,
right now.
Yeah, then they should all die a fiery death.
They'll all go to prison and they'll get, you don't want to go to prison for crimes like that, because I guarantee good things don't happen to you inside the joint.
No, and you quote unquote kill yourself like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, well, that fucker, he deserved, after watching a half of the first episode of that documentary, like I said, I couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
That fucker deserved to die anyway.
It's crazy because people always post things where they're, you know, they're still saying like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, right? And they'll put it, it's like a whole thing, and they're talking about how the people like the Clintons and Trump and those people are like band together and had him killed.
Yeah.
We talked about that like 4 episodes ago. Well, in that whole thing, it's really tough for me because I'm like, okay, do I care that they had him killed? Like,
I don't.
I have a really hard time because no, I don't think anyone's lives should be in my hands or somebody else's, but he is literally the scum of the earth.
But at the same time, I think they were trying to cover their own tracks as well because but I think so, they had shit to do with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm happy he's dead, but the people who were taking part in the sex trafficking
are still alive and they had him killed.
And shouldn't be. Yeah, that's a whole, oh my God, that's a whole issue in and of its own.
If I can make it through that series, we can talk about it. I just don't know if I can.
I watched
having kids and shit. I hate that shit. I can't do it.
I think I got an hour into it and then I had to stop because I was like, this is, and the thing is though, that's a hard part too. That's a hard thing to sell too, because it's like, okay, so I couldn't even make it through it because I don't want to open my eyes to what's actually out there.
Yeah.
I do want to open my eyes to what's out there, but I physically could not get through more than an hour of it. But we should all be aware that is a very real thing.
Yeah, like, it's a real thing.
And if you're powerful enough, like Jeffrey Epstein, and you have powerful friends like the Clintons and the Trumps, that sort of just goes away, which is completely ridiculous.
No, I totally agree with that. It's, you know, I don't think I'll ever make it through that. No. I just don't. Like, I'm glad the fucker's dead. I get why they killed him, because they didn't want to get ratted out for all the shit they did. But they should all fucking be killed probably, too.
We also both, neither you or I, really have any political affiliations.
Nah, we just kind of roll.
Yeah, whatsoever. So I feel like I need to point that out, too. We are not. People can turn everything. People have now officially turned masks into a political issue.
I know, which is fucking stupid.
Which is insane.
Don't wear it. I don't give a shit.
So I feel like we need to state the fact that this is not politically driven.
No.
Neither of us are affiliated with either party.
No, I just do what I got to do, you know, which is usually what I want to do. Play guitar.
I do, and I support what I feel like aligns with my core values.
Sure.
And I feel like that's all you really can do.
That's all you can do.
Right?
You know?
Like, that's a really good way to, I don't know.
To roll.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good way to roll.
Stresses me out a lot less.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that's some shit right there. But
I knew that one was going to take a while because the whole thing with Wayfair is so new right now. The shit behind it is so unbased. There's just nothing to really back it up. And I'm very curious of what everybody has to say. You know what I mean? I really, really do want people to send me stuff that you have seen yourself that conflicts what Wayfair is saying.
Well, if Wayfair is not doing that, they got probably some really good lawsuits on their hands, you know, suing all these media outlets and shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
the media outlets are just reporting what they're hearing. It's the people that are actually spreading this when there's no real claims. Those are the people that these activists.
Yeah, that law department is probably fucking through the fucking roof right now, just like being like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
But can you imagine? They've probably got a great legal team.
Oh,
with Wayfair.
I would assume so.
The activists and the people who are spreading stuff, if it's not true, they're the ones who need. They're going to need some help.
Man, I'm not going to talk any more shit about Wayfair because I don't want to get one of those lawsuits. You and I have no money, so we're, you know.
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm pretty pro Wayfair at this point.
Which, oh yeah,
I might come back as soon as people start sending stuff. I might come back and completely eat my words, and I will own up to that. But I need to see that first.
All right. Well, there's some shit right there. Yeah. Wayfair. They got a situation on their hands right now. We'll follow up with that story though, because
we will.
That's nuts. Okay.
Well, because I know we're gonna get messages now with this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we'll all keep posting to our Facebook and Instagram so that you can see the stuff that people are sending.
Okay. That's good because you know we were gonna talk about this on the radio show, and I said I don't want to know anything about it until we get to the podcast because I had seen Wayfair popping up in the headlines and stuff.
Yeah.
Never clicked on anything because I had no idea, and then you told me it was about kids. I'm like, oh shit, here we go. So,
exactly.
I hate shit against kids like that, man. That's horrible stuff. Yeah. But that's some good bullshit to dive down a rabbit hole. I mean, right there, that's some, wow. My mind is kind of blown a little bit. Well, now it's time for my bullshit. I have one conspiracy theory that I found on the internet earlier today. I also made up one.
Yep.
And you got to determine which is which. Now, we do keep track of the score. This is episode 21.
Yep.
Where are we sitting with the score right now?
It is, you've come back. You changed how you're writing your stories.
Yep.
So, and that's throwing me off. So right now I have 11 and you have 9.
Okay, so I have 9, you have 11. Yeah. So, and yep. At one point I was like way behind, right? Like way behind.
Oh, it was like 6 to 11 or 5 to 11 or okay. Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I have two stories here. They're totally different and I'm very excited about this. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. The first one, Pluto has an alien base on it. Okay. Pluto has an alien base on it.
Okay.
Pluto is considered to be a dwarf planet and it's the furthest planet away from the sun. It's so far away that temperatures get down to -400 degrees every single day. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that it being so distant from the Earth, it has an alien hub on it where aliens land and use it to launch their ships to refuel. When NASA released high-resolution pictures of Pluto in 2015, alien spaceships and bases were discovered by the public.
Okay.
Okay, so that is Pluto has an alien base on it. The next one...
Pluto's not a real planet, I know.
It's a dwarf planet. A dwarf planet.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay. The next one, All Hail the Queen. Okay, ready for All Hail the Queen?
I'm ready.
All right, Queen Elizabeth II, whose real name is Elizabeth Alexandria Mary, was born on April 21st, 1926. She's the current Queen of the United Kingdom. Her father, King George VI, passed away in 1953, and she was next in line and became the Queen at age 27. There's a long-running conspiracy theory, okay?
Okay.
That Queen Elizabeth died in 1967 from cancer, and the family put her cousin into the role as queen, as she had similar features in her face as Elizabeth did, in order to maintain control of the United Kingdom. That is All Hail the Queen.
Wow, okay.
The queen is not the real queen. Or there's an alien base on Pluto.
Okay. All right.
All over the map today.
Yeah, no kidding. Holy. Okay, I think Pluto alien base has an alien base in the queen... Okay, I think you made up the one about the queen.
You think I made up the one about the queen?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
You know what? You've gotten really good at this, so I'm not giving you my tells anymore.
Fuck.
I'm not telling you.
Come on, man. Give me...
No, I'm not going to, because you've gotten way too good at aligning your stories, and I gave you all the tells when I was always so far ahead. I won, didn't I? That was the fake one.
The one I made up was All Hail the Fucking Queen.
I'm not giving you your tells
God
anymore.
God damn it. I wanted to know why.
See, this is what happens when this is exactly what happens. I was so far ahead. Every single time we got done, I would tell you why I thought that which one was fake, why I was guessing that.
Absolutely.
Well, then you would make a massive comeback.
Yep.
And that's what happened. It was like 11 to 6. And then I told you every single time why I guessed the fake one.
Yeah.
And it was 11 to 9.
Yep.
So now I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine. I get it. You know what? Here's the deal. Next week, I'm going to come back strong because now I'm down 12 to 9.
12 to 9.
And that's okay. I don't mind. I like a comeback. I'm like a movie, like a sports movie. I'm the
like comeback king.
I'm the comeback hero. Like okay. All of a sudden in the end, I win.
Kid.
Yeah, whatever. In the end, sure. I will win.
All right, if you say so.
All right, Dev. Well, where can people find the podcast?
You can find us anywhere, but now you can listen to us on sparksradio.com.
Yep.
So if you're not over there right now, you can head on over there and subscribe. And of course, Facebook and Instagram at One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, make sure to do it. Make sure to...
And if you go over there and listen, you don't give us a follow, you're a dick.
Yeah, leave a review on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, or whatever you got, man.
Yep.
Just do it. Like all of our shit.
Yep.
And send us some cash in the mail because we want that too.
Yeah. Well, not mail, Venmo.
Oh, Venmo.
Who sends cash in the mail? Are you 100 years old?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting there, I guess.
Alrighty. Well, like us on Facebook and Instagram and...
We'll see ya.
There you go.